Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
Welcome back. Snowing and blowing. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's my 17th consecutive live Christmas program. No, actually, it's the 18th. It's my 18th consecutive live Christmas program. And we've been doing the show for over 17 years now. And I started doing Christmas. I broadcast on Thanksgiving live. I broadcast on Christmas live. And I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. I was new in those days. I was a rookie. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to do live. Everybody else is doing replays, right? I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. And so, as I've said many times, once I start something, I don't know how to stop. That's a trait of an entrepreneur, but it might not be always be a good trait. I have to admit that. I want to read something to you from Isaiah, in the spirit of the season. This is from Isaiah. This is a little known passage. Not a little known. It's a lot less known than the one I'm going to read after this one. But this is the chapter. This is chapter 7 from Isaiah, which is a wonderful book in the Old Testament, what we Christians call the Old Testament. And it's a wonderful passage that connects the Old Testament with the New Testament, the Old Covenant with a New Covenant. And this is from chapter 7, verse 13 through 14. Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you, the house of David, it is not enough to try the patience of men. Will you not try the patience of God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." As you know, Emmanuel means God with us. And then we move over to chapter 9, which is more well known thanks to Handel's Messiah. This is chapter 9, verse 2. I'm sorry, chapter 9, verse 6. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end." And then you fast forward that to Luke, chapter 2, Luke says, while they were, he's talking about David, Joseph, and Mary, who had gone to Bethlehem, and he says, while they were there to register, the time came for the baby to be born, and she wrapped him in her firstborn, a son, in swaddling cloths, and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. So those three passages connect Christianity, Judaism, and Christianity, and we are connected, the two great religions, because of the foundation. Christianity is rooted in Judaism, and the Judeo-Christian values founded this country. And over the years, the good times, bad times, the good, the bad, and the ugly, we've fought and argued and disagreed and sometimes been intolerant. But over the years, if you look at the balance sheet of what the Judeo-Christian values have created around the world, you'll see that on balance, it's good. And one of the things that I think that I'd like to say, I don't want to sound smug about this because we still have work to do, but on this Christmas day, I would like to say that tolerance is one of the things that is a hallmark of the Judeo-Christian values and of our ethic. And that's even though we don't always do it well, it is one of the things that we do well. more than anything else, and that's tolerance. And if I could export one thing around the world today, if I could pray for one gift to be given around the world today, on this Christmas Day, it would be that expression of tolerance, that commodity that of tolerance, that the concept, the idea, the belief, the true belief, the desire, the willingness to be tolerant. You know, we're all, as E.F. Schumacher said in his book Small is Beautiful, he said that we're all passengers on spaceship Earth. We're on this rock. We're not going to get off of it. We're going to live and we're going to die here. And if there's one thing that we know that everyone wants, every human being on planet Earth wants, is to be happy. And in my opinion, one of the great ways to find happiness is to find tolerance. If I can be tolerant of you, with you being so, in many ways, seemingly at least, to me, different from me, if I can find a way to be tolerant of you, then that precludes me being intolerant of you. And if I'm intolerant of you, I'm not wasting time with that intolerance, because intolerance is a time thief. Intolerance is a spiritual drain. When you're intolerant with others, you feel the need to be against them, to be angry with them, to not understand them, and to find, it's like an itch that you want to scratch, right? You've done it, I've done it, we've all been this way, right? Let's find a way to be more tolerant of each other, and let's find a way to export that. And I'll tell you what, small business owners, there is no sector of the passengers of spaceship Earth who could export tolerance better than the world's small business owners, because we are so much alike. I've traveled around the world. I've met small business owners in many, many countries, and they are American small business owners. They're the people in the other parts of the world, they're just like you. You would be shocked. You'd be amazed at how much they're like you. And if we could somehow connect small business owners, we could export tolerance around the world. We could change this world. We could make the world a lot more peaceful place for all of us to do business and to find happiness. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Merry Christmas. I'll be right back.
The lights are turned away down low. Let it...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.